listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hello, Star.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well.
As well.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone else finds that as amusing as we do.
Probably not.
It's probably annoying.
I think you probably don't. Yeah. I wonder sometimes if people find what we find amusing ever amusing at all.
I know.
Whatever.
I agree.
But I think it's funny.
We do. But today we are talking about brunch.
Brunch. Yeah. Some things maybe that are... We're talking about brunch because we have a brunch coming up for this weekend, but we're talking about brunch too because we thought Mother's Day will be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some just different things that you could do. I mean, we have some places, some spots that we like for brunch, but also there are some things that are activities or cultural things. And we're not giving like a big long list of them, but we thought we could just touch on a few of things.
Yeah, you know, that.
Whatever. A few of the things that are going on around the city.
Yeah. Well, and speaking from experience, if you don't like jump on it and make a reservation quickly, you're not going to get in where you might want to go. So
Right. It's
better to start thinking about that now.
Right. And let's just kind of say, too, to share with our listeners that what triggered it is that we had gone this past weekend. It was the kind of the closing out weekend, the finale weekend for the International that was at the Carnegie Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Feast Fry, which was like a homage to the fish fry. It was great.
It
was. Huge fish. Oh my gosh, the fish was huge.
My piece of fish, I mean, four people could have feasted off of it.
Yeah, it was big.
I felt so bad because you have that big thing on your plate, it ends up, I couldn't eat it all.
Right.
I couldn't consume it all, but it was so good.
It was very good.
It was flaky and light.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And pierogies.
And pierogies were delicious. Yeah, and they had an apple crisp, and they had some mac and cheese, and what else?
Coleslaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was all right in the Carnegie, in the Cafe at Carnegie, so that kind of precipitated the whole thing, went on just to see, hey, I wonder if they have anything going on for Mother's Day, because it's nice, you know, we think we live in a city that has great food, but also just from a cultural standpoint, there are a lot of different things to do. From the arts standpoint, there are a lot of different things to do. There's some great activities that are always there, and the Carnegie is always having different exhibits come in, and it's a good thing to do with your family. And
yeah,
you can do that kind of with kids of all ages, really, whether you have young children or adult children, or if you're doing it just even with your friends. Like, it doesn't have to be necessarily a Mother's Day thing, but those are great things to do. We have a wonderful museum.
Oh, I love the museum. We're members.
Yeah.
We've been members for several years now. We always renew it. Even if you don't get a lot of time to go, if you just go once or twice, I mean,
it pays for itself. It does.
And you can bring friends with you. You know, you can expand your memberships. And
Right. It's
really nice. My kids, my adult kids, they use it probably more than we do. They
mm-hmm.
love it. It's been a great thing for our family.
Now, see, we haven't kept our membership up for quite a few years now, since our kids are older. But we had memberships to all of that, you know, to the Carnegie Museum. Yeah, the Science Center, the zoo, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it does. It pays for it. You go one time, and if you take your entire family, what you pay for, you might as well buy a membership. Yeah, you get to go. So it is great. People
I
should
agree.
Look into that. It's not, it's actually more cost effective.
So are they having a Mother's Day brunch?
No, I did not see anything. I really searched through to see, but you can definitely listen. They have a great menu at the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's not something that is a specific Mother's Day meal, and who knows, maybe they'll announce something. I don't know. It's not that far off, but I did not see anything. I tried to search through the site, and I did not see anything there. But there are a couple other places that we have enjoyed going to that I think people would also, you know, just around the city that would be great places to go.
Yeah.
So one of them we already talked about, place, another place that we always held a membership to, was the zoo. So the zoo does have something going on. I printed things up so I wouldn't mess it up, but
she's so efficient.
Yeah. Sure I am. Yeah, it says, treat mom to a special day at the zoo. Guests will enjoy a delicious brunch buffet and Sunday bar, an animal presentation, and live entertainment. Plus, caricature artists will be on site to provide personalized caricature artwork. And the member sales already started March 21st, and the general ticket sales go on sale on the 28th.
So is this week. Located in the section where they have the events? Remember you did the flowers for a rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, I don't know if it doesn't actually say where the brunch is being served.
That is such a cool space.
Yeah.
If it is there, I don't know.
Yeah, but if it's in cool. Like the polar bear.
Yeah, and they swim over top of you.
It might be set up cool there. Area. That would make sense that they would be having it there. Ticket prices are, member prices are $36 for adults and $23 for children. And then, was it $43 for adults and $30 for children, for non-members, and $8 for kids under 24 months, under 2 years. But your zoo, I mean, everything's included for the day.
Yeah.
And that's a nice thing.
That would be a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the weather cooperates.
If the weather cooperates, that's true.
That's the only thing.
If the weather doesn't cooperate, there are some other options. Of course, I would always look into this because one of the things that we looked up was the, they have something going on, a walk in the garden at Phipps. And you said, I had told you that we looked it up and you said, I went on and looked today to check it out. And it shows that it's sold out already.
Yeah, it says, note, all brunch and bloom seats are now sold out. I actually screenshotted it.
Is that what the...
I think so.
I don't think brunch and bloom is, yeah, that is the Mother's Day thing. So it's, they have it, they
it
have
says
that.
It's one of Pittsburgh's best kept foodie secrets.
Hmm. Yeah, well.
Well, it's not too much of a secret because it's sold
secret.
Out.
Yeah, it's sold out. Yeah, it must not be that big of a secret. Yeah, people already know about it.
Yeah.
Well, Phipps is such a beautiful.
Oh, it's lovely.
Such a beautiful place to go. But there is a wait list for it,
yes.
You said, so
yeah,
that
you can
go
on
and you can get on the wait list for that. So
that's
if that's
right.
Kind of your thing and you're willing to just kind of wait and see what might happen, then by all means, get on the wait list for that.
Right. And the admission's $45 for adults, $20 for children, and members receive 10% discount.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a nice option. But the other thing that we had looked up, another cool place to go, is the aviary.
Yeah.
And the aviary, their events are catered by Atria's. And they really do a very good job. They really do.
I like Atria's food.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, they do. I mean, for a chain kind of restaurant, they have some really good They have some really good food.
They have pot roast nachos, and I like
they
them.
They do.
I mean, you know, I have to bring nachos into every conversation.
Right.
But, yeah, they make some killer pot roast nachos.
Yeah, which for those of you that are listening today, you know that last week we did our nacho and margarita tour, and we're going to do a podcast where we cover that. But you're going to have to wait to hear that a little bit because we're gathering the troops again to talk nachos.
Yeah.
But the brunch at the aviary is $44 for adults, $22 for children ages 4 to 10. And then children under 3 and under are free. And members' prices are $5 cheaper than that. So it's members are $39, children are $19.50. And they had a nice, I was reading, let me see, the brunch is served buffet style. Says, sip a brunch cocktail from the cash bar. So it is a cash bar. And enjoy visits from beautiful owls as you dine. Atria's. Celebrate mom and enjoy gourmet brunch items from Atria's, including cinnamon egg twist French toast.
Yum. Yum.
Bourbon glazed ham. Okay. Seasonal antipasti, fresh baked quiche. We love quiche.
We sure do.
We make quiche a lot and we love to eat quiche. So that's another cool another cool thing to do. And they have their new, after brunch, they're like telling you to go explore the aviary's new tropical rainforest. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's another fun day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for that, the weather doesn't have to be great because it's inside.
Because it's inside. That's right. Some other good brunch spots. If you want to take a little hike up to the Laurel Highlands, you've done the brunch buffet at Seven Springs.
Yeah, my mom always really liked it, and I like it too. And we would go there several Mother's Days. We went there. Yeah, it's very good. They have crab legs. They have a large dessert assortment. For me, what I like most about it is just the quaint feeling. You're looking out over the slopes. I mean, it's not like it's snowing that time of year, but
no, but it's pretty.
Green and it's pretty, mm-hmm. and it's very serene. I definitely think it's worth the hike.
Yeah,
from Pittsburgh up there.
Do you have a favorite thing from there? We've done the buffet before when we go up for our couples weekend. Mm-hmm. We've done that as our like our last feeding frenzy before we leave and come home. Yeah, yeah. Sunday.
But do I have a favorite thing on the menu?
There's a lot of variety. They have a lot of stuff because they've got a salad bar. And like you said, they have tons of desserts.
Something I get on a brunch buffet usually because I don't eat it at home because I try to limit my carbs at home are waffles.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to have a nice waffle with some fruit and some syrup and some whipped cream and really enjoy that. It's semi-guiltless because...
Yeah.
Well, on Mother's Day, totally guilt-free because,
yeah, right.
you know.
Those calories don't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like that's my husband, Scott, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Only he would, in addition to all of the things that you've just added to your waffle, he would have peanut butter, chocolate, some other sort of, yeah, Nutella, probably in addition to the maple syrup and some, he'd have fresh fruit. He would have, like, if they have preserves like jelly or jam, he would put that on there. If they have chocolate chips, he would throw those on there.
Well, when we cruise together, that's a morning staple.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. He goes and gets a huge plate of that and then a huge plate of something else. He can pack it away.
Guys can do that easier.
He burns it so easily. I guess maybe their bodies require it more. It seems unfair.
We take steps all week after eating like that. We don't even do that every morning. We limit our mornings that we eat like that. We take steps everywhere we go. We try to work out during the day, and we still gain 10 pounds.
I know.
How does it happen?
I don't know.
Salt. Sodium. It's packed.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not like we're overeating.
No. Please.
We don't need pizza at midnight or anything.
No, I'm not hungry that late at night ever. Yeah. I don't tell myself I'm not going to eat bread and then eat bread. Anyway.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So that's a fun buffet. And then was it last year you guys did Mother's Day?
At the Omni.
Mm-hmm.
The Omni was amazing. Let me tell you something. I am never, ever disappointed at the Omni William Penn, the Terrace Room.
You know what? I think they're underrated. I really do. Mm-hmm. Because there are so they've been around for so long, but there are so many other restaurants that are popping up and that are really more in the media eye and just in general that people want to try. And I think it gets looked over because it is the hotel, you know, and it's been there for a long time. But you're right. We've done several things at the Omni, different events, and we have never been disappointed.
Never. The food is always very, very good.
Yeah.
And Mother's Day was no exception. It was wonderful. It really
so
was.
So that would be a suggested place if you would want to check that out. I mean, it's beautiful inside.
It is.
Such history there, but definitely another place that you'd want to.
It's a treat to go there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. It's just, it's beautiful. It makes you feel special. You know, it's like they serve high teas and I don't know, the staff is really great. They're very knowledgeable about anything that you ask them about. They're kind. I've never had a bad experience. In fact, actually one time we tried to make a reservation for something and there was a mix up.
That's right.
And they made it right.
They did.
And I mean, they really
made it right. Yeah. So we went in with a bunch of friends. We were doing it. It was supposed to be the wine tasting.
For your anniversary. Mm-hmm.
With a sommelier. Danny Van Wee, I think is his name. And total confusion. It was on their website. It was listed incorrectly on their website. But there was a reservation. We had a reservation.
I called them. You did. Spoke with someone.
They took us downstairs to the speakeasy. And it was like the cocktail mixing thing. And there was food and everything down there. And it was great. But it wasn't what we had. And they came over. And we're kind of like, no, we're supposed to be upstairs. And they're like, no, that's not tonight. And we're like, yeah, we made reservations for it. And they took us upstairs.
They gave us a private tasting.
They did.
And then they refused to charge us.
Then they comped us, yeah.
They comped us the meal.
Yeah, they did. And they give, with their wine tasting, they bring out a fair amount of stuff. Because we've done that wine tasting a couple of times.
They are not stingy with their wine. And they are extremely knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have another thing that they do, too, for those of you who like oysters. We've not done this yet, but I know, like, we've talked about doing this before. Because you could order other things. So if people wanted to go and do it, because your husband, Paul, and I both love oysters. And so they do like bubbles and oysters. And they do that multiple times through the week. I think it might be part of kind of like a happy hour thing that they do too. But I would just suggest, because I don't know that their website is always updated. If you go onto the Omni William Penn's website and you look at their things to do and hit events, they're all listed there. But we've made reservations through that way before. That's like we did that night and it got a little bit screwed up. So I would
just
suggest calling and confirming and making sure that it is exactly what is listed on the website. We've done their dinners, their monthly dinner too.
Like
we did a
dinners.
Christmas, yeah.
Very, very good.
We did that for
Remember
Christmas.
Remember your 40th birthday? So
that was you and me, yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah. So the two of us went. I surprised her and she had no idea where we were going. And I bought this is kind of funny, but you get more bang for your buck. I bought the romance
package.
Yeah. And we had massages because they have a little spa.
They do.
Downstairs. I don't know that it's affiliated with the hotel. I think it's just in the hotel.
I think
correct?
So too.
But they include it in some of their packages. Mm-hmm. So we did that and champagne came with it.
Didn't we go in and we ate first into the little?
We went to the, and I can't remember the name of that one. It was very good though. Mm-hmm. We had lunch first. And then we went and napped.
Mm-hmm. And then
massages.
We went to the spa.
Maybe napped again.
Perhaps.
And then got ready for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a beautiful meal and they brought us champagne. And then
tons
I had told
of dessert.
Them, yeah, well, I had told them in advance that it was your birthday and it was a special birthday. And so I'm thinking they're going to let us choose a dessert off the, they're singing happy birthday. Mm-hmm. They usually comp you a dessert or whatever. They brought the entire dessert tray and it was all fresh. Not like the stuff where they're just showing you like, this is what you can have.
Yeah, no.
It was made specifically for us and they gave the entire tray to us.
They did.
Oh my goodness. It was enough dessert for 20, 30 people.
Or two.
Well, we took it back. We got our pajamas on and we just like took dessert and we had separate beds.
We did. You climbed in your bed. I climbed in my bed. We were in our jammies.
And I think
we
like
watched Friends.
Yeah. And we ate dessert.
Get yourself a friend that will take you out and get you all the dessert and get in their jammies because that's the living.
Yeah, get the romance
package.
Like,
you guys are so
don't be shy.
Boring. I know. Don't be shy.
Life is short. Don't be shy.
Right. Live your best life. Eat dessert in bed.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was so fun. And one of the things that I really remember from that is on the way down, you were using the GPS. Yeah. I think like you had like
a brand new
Garmin
one.
Or a TomTom. You know, I mean,
we're
that's
going
like,
back.
This is because I'm 48, so this was
eight years ago.
But Paul, your husband, had it set
on
to George
W. Bush.
Yeah. And so when we pulled up in front of the Omni, he said, "You have reached your destination." I remember that.
It like took us off guard because we weren't expecting
it. Yeah, we weren't
that.
Expecting it. It was very funny.
It was funny. It's a good memory.
But that was a good time. It is a great memory. So that's a great, anyway, the Omni is great. We kind of veered away from just brunch just to kind of like give them a shout out because it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the Omni.
Mm-hmm. And they have a coffee shop in there. They have like a Starbucks in there. Wiggle Whiskey is in there. Like there are lots of different, and it's right downtown.
Yeah.
And they offer great packages too for overnight stay. It's a great, they really do. It's a great little like staycation kind of place for Pittsburghers if you just want to go away with a friend for a night or with your spouse or with your husband. Yeah.
Makes you feel regal. Mm-hmm. It's just the great atmosphere.
Yeah. And they're very nice there, very accommodating.
Yeah. They sure are.
Mm-hmm. So back to brunch. It is our plan this weekend to head back to a great brunch spot.
Mm-hmm. Floor two.
Yeah. So Friday night we will be at the Pittsburgh's Cocktail Classic at the Pennsylvanian and then staying overnight at the Drury.
Mm-hmm.
And then heading to brunch Saturday.
I'm looking forward to that. Floor two is so...
That cinnamon roll.
Just so great. That cinnamon roll.
Just calls everyone's name.
Yeah. It's been calling my name since December, which is the last time I had it. So I'm following its voice this weekend.
You are, right. And we're celebrating your husband's birthday.
Yeah.
It's Paul's birthday this weekend.
And he wanted to go back to floor two. And that is a big compliment from him because he often likes to try different places and doesn't mm-hmm. always like to revisit places.
Yeah.
But he wanted absolutely for his birthday to go back to floor two for brunch. So that tells you how good it was.
Yeah. Another great brunch spot. Again, call ahead. Don't wait. Dianoia's.
I have a reservation there.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I was afraid they were going to sell out. I actually did something a little unconventional. I know you're not supposed to do this. I have two reservations. I have one for early in the day at one restaurant, Dianoia's. And I have one for at dinner time, not because I'm going to attend both restaurants. I'm going to decide in the next couple of days and cancel one. But I want my daughter-in-law, she's also a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we typically spend that time together. And I don't know if she's seeing her mom in the morning or in the afternoon or how that's going to work.
So you're talking about on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
Okay, gotcha.
So I decided that I would get us in, choose two different places. And see what their schedule was, and then that's how we would choose between. But I love Dianoia's. I can't say enough good about it. And if we end up there, I'm going to be a happy mama.
Yeah. But don't give up that morning reservation if you have to go in the evening because
you might want it.
Yeah.
And it's for seven people, so you have plenty of space.
Plenty of space. Yeah. I'm taking, sign up. Sign up now for Mother's
Day. Who wants to bid on the reservation?
They're so where's your evening reservation?
The Grand Concourse.
Oh, okay. We've been talking about that too.
Yes.
The last time, another like Pittsburgh staple, been around forever, great reputation, overlooked a lot of times, I think.
Always delicious.
Beautiful location.
Mm-hmm.
We're bummed because the last time we went, it was kind of like...
They were having a private party.
Yeah,
and
we didn't know it. Yeah,
we
showed up. We were just going to pop in for, were we just going to go for dessert? Where were we? Because your mother-in-law was in town. We were somewhere before that.
We were at the Warhol for the 50s
That's
night.
Right. That's what it
and
was.
And then we were hungry again because we always are. And it was late at night and we ended up.
Station Square.
At the Italian.
We went to Buca di Beppo because there wasn't anything else. There wasn't anything else.
They had pizza, though.
Yeah.
I like their pizza.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. But it wasn't, you know, we wanted to go to the Grand Concourse. And my mother-in-law loves the Grand Concourse.
Yeah, she had requested it.
Yeah, she used to live here. She lived in Pennsylvania for 20 years. She's originally from California. And they moved back there, at least 20 years ago now. They've been back in California. Anyway,
I can't remember the last time I've been to the Grand Concourse, but I do believe that it was for brunch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, I'm talking like a couple decades ago, probably before your mother-in-law moved to California.
Well, I took my friend Kathy, who lives in California, when she came to visit me on the way back to the airport. When I was taking her to the airport, we went there for brunch and she loved it.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. Very consistent. Pretty inside. And again, they offer oysters. They have all that kind of food.
Yeah. It would be, an extremely long list of places really to start listing good brunch in Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh is a brunch city.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is a brunch town for sure. People love to brunch in Pittsburgh. I mean, just go on your Instagram feed over the weekend. Everybody's posting their brunch.
Yeah.
People look forward to it.
Well, you were just at Acorn for brunch for your mom's mm-hmm. birthday. Tell
we
us
were.
About that.
Yeah. It was great. And the service is always good. We, Jen and I love Acorn, mm-hmm. guys. We just do. I mean, they're good people. They're nice. The service is always, you feel so comfortable, so at home. The service is wonderful. And Chef Scott, he is so creative with what he does. We just really, we love the food. We love the service. It's a smaller restaurant. Great vibe inside. They don't have like a huge menu, and they don't have a huge cocktail menu or anything like that, but it's his kind of thing behind, like when we've talked to him, probably like a year ago, he was saying, I'd rather have 16 things on the menu and do 16 things well.
Right.
Than have a really extensive menu where things are getting, you know.
And as someone who loves food, I appreciate that.
Sure.
I appreciate when I can go and order anything off of a menu and know that it's going to be high quality
mm-hmm.
and amazing. And yeah. his food is amazing.
It doesn't matter
what you order off that menu, you will not be displeased. You will love it.
Yeah, we've loved everything we've had. We're mm-hmm. always so sad whenever. And they just did it again. They like posted that they were, this is it. This is going away. That, you know, he's like constantly changing the menu. And it's disappointing and exciting at the same time. That's what Brian, who is a part owner there, he's like always reassuring us, I know, but it's, while you're disappointed, it's exciting. We're getting something new on the menu, which is true.
Yeah, well, he's super creative.
Mm-hmm,
so
he is.
Whatever he comes up with, you know you're going to love it. And mm-hmm. you'll love it so much that you, I don't want to say you forget about what was on there before, but you can forgive him for not making it
right.
anymore.
When they've recently expanded, so he did Taste of the NFL. They were raising money for the Pittsburgh Food Bank. He was at the Super Bowl doing like a dinner there, and they were using that is a yearly kind of thing where they raise money. But he was there, so Scott was there this year doing that, and what they were doing at the restaurant to raise money for that to go to 412 Food Rescue was it was for 412 Food Rescue, wasn't it? Or was it for the Pittsburgh? I don't know. Anyway, I hate whenever I say something and I'm like, oh, I should have double checked on that. But they were raising funds for food.
Yes.
And they were doing bagels. And he had two different kind of bagels for that. Post Super Bowl, now they've expanded the bagel menu a little bit more. Instead of just having the everything bagel, they have onion bagels as well. And they have... they're not just doing it with the lox or with the schmear. They have like an avocado schmear, which I had that bagel. It was phenomenal. It was so good. It was like avocado toast on steroids.
Mm.
It was so good. And they serve another one that has a whitefish. Again, delicious. It was so, so good. So they've expanded that a little bit. They have both on their brunch and lunch menu. We posted today where their fish tacos. Their fish tacos are delicious. And they feel guilt-free because they're, you know, it's like white fish and they serve it with this beautiful greens salad. And there's like chili and lime and all of this stuff on the tacos. And
yeah, fresh and delicious.
Mm-hmm. The chilaquiles.
Mm.
Those are so good.
So good.
Shrimp and grits they have on their menu. I'm like thinking of all the things they have on their menu. Hopefully they haven't taken any of these things off. They're serving their matzo ball soup is still on the menu. What else? Oh, and if there's one thing that like tastes like brunch, I think I said this the very first time, and I tell people this anytime I go for brunch with anybody. It's like, that tastes like brunch. It's their potatoes. It's like the hollandaise. With the potato,
so
it tastes like brunch. Like you put it in your mouth and you're like, yep, this is what brunch tastes like.
So good.
And the pancakes.
Really good. And not your
not traditional.
Pancake.
Yeah, they're like Japanese
they
style
are
pancakes.
So,
they're so,
so
fluffy.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Yeah. We could talk about them all the time. Yeah. People are probably like, "What does like Acorn sponsor you guys?" No, we just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't pay for they don't pay for us to do anything other than they're very generous to treat us to different things sometimes. But they are, I mean, we love them.
We do.
Yeah, they're so, it's so good.
Yeah, and if you go get the carrot cake, I mean, we've talked about that before, but I just have to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if he ever takes that off the menu, I'm going to make signs and protest. Yeah, I'm going to walk outside. The street in front.
That's right. Yeah. With a sandwich board around my neck. Yeah, it is so good. That cannot ever come off of the menu. And you can get that basically any time of day.
Yeah.
As well. He does change up the desserts from time to time, but that has been a staple from the start. So,
yep.
It's a popular one. But yeah, big brunch city we are here in Pittsburgh for sure.
Is having a brunch. I looked up on Yelp the best Mother's Day brunches in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So this is just their opinion. But Phipps made number one. Dianoia's was number two. The Inn on Negley. Is that how you say it?
Uh-huh. The Inn on Negley, yeah.
That was three. Narcissi is four. The Grand Concourse, five.
What is Narcissi? Did you look and see what their menu is? If they have like a prefixed kind of menu for that?
I didn't go to their website.
What else?
To look to see. Is it Vue? 412? 412? How do you say that? Vue? Oh, we've not been there.
We've not been there. No.
Mm-mm. It says new in parentheses. Duquesne Heights, Mount Washington. So I'm sorry if I butchered your name and we'll have to visit you.
Yeah.
Revival on Lincoln, number seven.
Yeah. That's a new place.
Yeah. Salvatore's. Torres. Sorry, I backed away from my microphone.
You can't do that. Do not back away from the microphone.
I was reading. 80 Acres, Kitchen and Bar. We've been to 80
Acres.
We
have been, yeah.
We've only been there once. It's been a few years ago. I remember we had a good time that evening. I can't tell you what I ate.
I know.
That night.
It's a shame because when you feel like.
And it was before. I mean, we always say we started to do this because we were already really doing this in our personal lives.
Oh, yeah. It's what we've done. Like,
but I feel like we pay a lot more attention now, obviously, because we're talking about it.
Right.
Some
places I feel that we've been, we should go back. But some places you go and the meal is good and you think. This was an enjoyable meal, but then you look back on it and there was nothing that was necessarily memorable about it. And there are quite a few places actually in Pittsburgh that you go and there it's memorable. You don't forget something.
Right.
It's just that there are so many places.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like I don't think we will forget the meal that we had at Jean-Louis last week. I mean, that was good. And all
I
of the foodie,
will
like,
not forget that.
Yeah. If you're following us, you're following anybody else, like check. We've been like tagged in a bunch of different pictures with other foodies. Pittsburgh Plates, Shannon Daly, she did a write up for Made in Pittsburgh about it. Like
they're
raving about it. Like everybody has been raving about it. There are multiple posts from every foodie about that restaurant. It was very good.
Yeah. If you didn't listen to the podcast last week when we talked about it, it's a really nice little restaurant in Dormont. Mm-hmm. So for us, where we're located, which is north on 28, it takes us a little bit of time to get there.
But worth it.
But it is so worth it.
We'll do it again.
I want to take Paul there. We're definitely going back. And so if, you know, wherever you're located, make the trip to Dormont and go to Jean-Louis. You will not be sorry.
No.
So, so good.
It was delicious. Yeah. Okay, what else is
and
on
then,
the brunch list
from number Yelp? 10 was Cafe Raymond.
Okay.
Which it's in the Strip. I've not been there. Have you?
Nope.
Traditional brunch. So, yeah, this is just, I just, you know, Googled the best Mother's Day brunches and that's what came up on Yelp. So, I don't know. But again, like anything else, it's subjective. What do you like to eat? Where
exactly.
do you like to go?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has their own personal, you know, likes and dislikes, things that people enjoy more than others or.
Right. And you can go in somewhere and have a great experience. And then you always feel bad if you send somebody and they don't have a great experience. And it's kind of sad.
Tomorrow we're trying someplace new. So when this podcast drops, that'll be tomorrow. So Wednesday we're going it's another foodie dinner. We're going downtown to Fogo de Chao.
Yeah.
To eat as all Alex the meats. Too much as all the meats. Said, yeah. Alex says, we'll see you tomorrow. 6:30, we're going to eat all the meats. Yes, we are.
Protein. I'm in.
Exactly. We need that protein.
That's right.
So that'll be exciting. We'll probably talk about that, let you fill you in on what that's all about. We love trying all of these new places.
We do.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
It is a lot of fun.
I was thinking, because one of the things that we posted, something we've kind of, it's been busy for us. I don't know why. Well, there were some things like personal things too that were kind of keeping us a little bit busier, our minds kind of preoccupied with other things, but we haven't done a big like entertaining party. We really like to do that in-home kind of entertaining stuff. We also love to cook, and we haven't really shared a lot of that kind of stuff, but we really want to get into doing that a little bit more.
Yeah, well,
we ought to kind of challenge each other a little bit, like, okay, this week, let's make a...
Right.
Let's make this. You make this. I'll make that. Let's try that.
I actually had an idea that we should have our girlfriends and do our own little Mother's Day brunch for our girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And you just made something that was very brunchy.
It was.
So why don't you tell us about that?
I love Tegan Gerard. She's so young, and she is like... I don't know. I can't believe how quickly she grew. I remember following her. So Tegan Gerard, Half Baked Harvest, give her a follow. I bought her cookbook when it first came out. It's also just the Half Baked Harvest cookbook, but she's so young and she just like exploded on the scene right away. You know, she's in her early 20s. She in her cookbook shared her, Nani's Dutch baby. And she actually posted a picture of it the other day. And I was like, you know what? Because I had been thinking about, let's do breakfast for dinner, which is so fun. And we put up a thing on Instagram like, all right, breakfast for dinner. Basically, like, who's down with that? I mean, I feel like that's another thing. People just love to do that.
Yeah. I often make French toast for dinner for my kids, especially because they love French toast.
Yeah.
And it's kind of easy. It's pretty easy to just whip it up. And it's all ingredients that you usually have in your house.
Right. Yeah, you can typically, when it comes to brunch foods, you can pretty much, you can throw together quite a few things.
Without having to run
without
to the
having
store.
To necessarily go to the grocery store. I mean, I do that even with quiche.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
so
me
easy.
Too.
Like, you have stuff to make crust. You've got eggs. I don't know about like how many people, but I usually have heavy cream or cream. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got cheese, you've got some, you can throw any kind of protein, any kind of vegetable into a quiche. You know, that's super simple to do. And that's like breakfast brunchy, lunch brunch for dinner, breakfast for dinner. But the Dutch baby.
And Farmhouse Fresh, not to interrupt you, but Jim Renick's new catering business. They are having quiche Friday. His menu is all quiche.
Really?
Since we're talking about brunch.
So for...
I should actually pull up his
menu. Okay, because I tried to look. So we have not shared this yet, but we are going to. We've been talking about every Friday we're trying someplace different through the Lenten season. We tried a couple of different churches. And then last week, this might be far out for some of you guys because it's out more our way, but so worth it. We did last week with our friends. Jennifer, you ordered a bunch of heated seafood enchiladas.
So
good.
Oh
my gosh.
Incredible.
They were so good. So, so good. I couldn't believe it. I don't know what I was expecting, but it far exceeded my expectations. I mean, there was cod and shrimp and crab in the enchilada. He did a lobster cream sauce with cheese, like just totally. I mean, it was amazing. And then he did a Spanish style rice and like beans
black
with black
with
beans
tomatoes.
With tomatoes. And then we had homemade pie that he made as well.
Coconut
banana
cream.
And coconut cream.
Mm-hmm. And that banana cream pie was the best banana cream pie I've ever had. I loved it. So good.
Yeah, I liked how he mixed the bananas in with the pie. It wasn't just, you know, I mean, they were like nice chunks of banana. I'm not a banana person, but I did taste it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Well, and it's a new business, so we should probably interview him at some point. But
yeah,
since you brought up quiche, I wanted to just bring up this menu.
Yeah, tell me what the menu says.
Okay, so for this Friday, March 29th, it's creamy potato soup with chunks of potatoes, carrots, and celery, spinach quiches, a great Lenten meal for lunch, brunch, or dinner. So for the creamy potato soup, a quart of soup with 6 garlic knot rolls is $10. 12-ounce serving with 2 rolls, $5. He's making a spinach quiche, spinach cream, fresh mozzarella cheese, and a touch of onion baked in a flaky crust, a customer favorite. Whole is $15. A slice is $3. Dessert pies, whole pie is $15. A slice is $3. Peanut butter, rich and creamy peanut butter, filling with chocolate cookie crust topped with chopped peanuts and chocolate ganache.
Oh my gosh.
And you can get them frozen and they'll keep for Easter. He's making them that way as well.
Okay. So this is a great thing to do. Like, even if this isn't something that you wanted to do for Friday night, if you want to take the trek out, like, you could have this. It would be great for the following morning.
Right.
Quiche is real easy to heat up.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's such a simple.
He's doing a Dutch apple pie loaded with local apples and baked with a buttery crumb topping. He's asking to order by Thursday, March 28th, and you can contact him at 412-897-4996. His name is Jim Rennick, or James P. Rennick, GM, at gmail.com.
Cool.
And you can like their page, Farmhouse Fresh, on Facebook.
Okay. I'm curious about the potato soup, because a lot of times potato soup has ham or bacon in it.
Well, because it's Friday.
It's Friday, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, what he's doing.
I don't know.
Because you could actually, you can make it a seafood potato soup. I'm wondering if he's putting something else in there.
I don't know.
It doesn't say on the menu.
It doesn't
say,
yeah.
But that is so worth a try. And
his
we
food's
love
amazing.
The whole idea, you know, to, like, support small business, support new people, like, give them a shot.
Yeah, he just graduated culinary school, or is about to graduate mm-hmm. in May. Just finished up, and he's always been an excellent cook. I've had him cater events here at the
you
house
have.
Before.
Yes.
You won't be disappointed. Mm-mm. If you want to try
something
new.
You get a lot
new.
Of food for not a lot. I mean, he's very reasonable.
You get a lot
as
of
well.
Bang for your buck. Yeah, absolutely.
You do. Yeah, he's very good. He just catered your granddaughter's first birthday.
He did.
Yeah, that was very good as well.
So good.
Yeah. Well, that was great. Give him a shout out. We will share pictures from that too. We were kind of wanting to wait until he posted the menu for this week. We're going to share food that he's not having this week, but it's okay because he's just going to curate a new menu for each week.
Yeah, and this one came out on Monday again, as did last week.
I didn't see it.
It was
I
Monday
kept looking.
Evening.
Okay.
So I'm guessing every Monday he'll announce on his Facebook page.
Okay. So by Monday evening, if you don't get a chance to check him out this week, by Monday evening next week, take a look, give him a follow on Facebook, and then place your order.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You will not be disappointed. Okay, well, that's what we've got. That's what we've got for you this week.
Yeah, so
a bit of brunch.
Next week we'll tell you how our Floor 2 brunch experience mm-hmm. goes, which I'm sure it's going to be mm-hmm. phenomenal.
And the Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic. We'll talk about that.
Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic.
Talk about Fogo de Chao.
Yes, we will. And then we'll announce a date for our Nacho podcast mm-hmm. because we're having a group podcast that day.
We
want everybody's opinions.
Yep.
It was fun.
It was
a
fun.
Little too fun, according to my pants. They don't want to button so well, but it was worth it.
It was really good.
It was so good. All right, Star, if people want to contact us, tell us how they can do that.
Well, check us out on Instagram. We are at Gourmandburg, GourmandBurgh. We're also on Twitter and on Facebook, although we don't really necessarily
we're starting
post on
to
Facebook
tweet.
A lot. We're tweeting these days.
We're new
we figure
tweeters.
Like, let's expand a little bit. It's just so much to do. But you can email us as well if you have suggestions for a restaurant. You want to share someplace in your area for us, or you have any, you know, recommendations of any sort, please send us an email. You can email me. I am Star, STAR, at gourmandburg.com or gourmandburggirls.com. And Jen, you are?
I am Jen, J-E-N, at gourmandburggirls.com or gourmandburg.com. And if you would be so kind to like us, rate us, review us, on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts. We would really appreciate that. It helps others to find us.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah. Brunch it up this weekend.
Yeah.
See ya.
Go for it. Bye-bye.